Welcome to Your Inner CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Smith. If you are a success-driven woman who desires more freedom in your life, you are in the right place. As a former C-suite executive in corporate America turned successful entrepreneur and network marketing leader, I am passionate about helping other success-driven women design lives they are obsessed with. This is the place where you can learn to have it all. We're going to cover all things here like leadership, money, influence, mindset, and so much more. It's time to channel your inner CEO. Let me show you how. All right, we're back for another episode of Your Inner CEO. Hello, this is Katie, your host of Your Inner CEO. And I tell you, it took me like probably 30 minutes for me to figure out my mic today. So look at that. Oh man, me and technology sometimes, you know, the girl who helps people grow and scale their businesses online still has technical difficulties. Maybe anyone else? I don't know. But okay, today is going to be short, sweet, and potent, okay? Because I lost 30 minutes trying to just get my microphone to work, and so here we are. But I hope that you are doing well, whatever you are doing, having a nice, beautiful day. That is what I hope for you every single time when you listen into the podcast, and I'm so thankful that you are here. Thank you so much. If you're new here, we talk about inner CEO, your inner leadership, your inner magic, because we all have it inside of us, and we go over a lot of business tips, mindset, limiting beliefs, and all the fun stuff. So welcome. Okay, what I wanted to talk about today is our relationship with money, cash money, baby. I just wrapped up my Become Limitless program, and in one of the modules, it's called Money Flow, and it's all around money mindset, your relationship with mindset, and how to attract more money and really everything that you desire. Honestly, that program is like everything. I'm obsessed with it. But I want to specifically talk about money, money flow, money mindset, your relationship with money. Because my friend, whether you know it or not, you have a relationship with money. And it took me a little bit to really realize that. And through the work with my mentors, I've had a couple, I've really have peeled back the layers as to what my relationship is with money. And so first, I want you to think about like, what is your relationship with money? Because like I said, whether you know it or not, you have one. So a good way for you to determine your relationship with money is I want you to ask yourself how often you check your bank account. And if you check your bank account once a month, imagine if you only checked in with your husband, your spouse once a month. That would probably be a poor relationship, right? So a relationship is something that you check in with often. Usually if it's a person that means a lot to you, you check in with them often. You want to know how they're doing. You've got a pulse, right? And once a month really won't provide that for like a deep relationship, right? I'm talking about like your significant other or your spouse. And so first, I want you to get real honest with yourself with that. And you're talking to the girl who never, ever would open her bank account. Like I did not want to even look inside of that. I just was always motivated about making money and making lots of money. But like I never managed my money. I was never taught to manage my money. And that was my relationship with it. And if you want to think in the terms of like woo, I was treating money poorly in terms of my relationship with money. And your girl's a girl who came from 12 years of Catholic private school. So for me to think of religion and then now woo is like very interesting, but I think it all plays together. So you're going to hear a lot of woo type stuff on this podcast. But so first you want to identify like what your relationship is with money and how often you check in with it. Because again, if it's a relationship that you want, which I think anyone listening to this wants a good relationship with money, you want to not disrespect the relationship, the other person or I guess figure, which would be money in this relationship. And then a good way to understand why your relationship is that way is thinking back to your first ever memory with money. For myself, my memories of money, I grew up, my family was comfortable and my dad did well. But when my mom would take us shopping, you know, she would have us hide the shopping bags, like if we went shopping for clothes or shoes or whatever. And I remember that vividly. And like, my mom, I love her. My dad, they're happily married and they're great. But that is my first memory of money. So what did that teach me is like, okay, if I'm going to buy anything, I have to like hide it and not let my spouse know or really anyone know. And so it's funny to think about your first memory with money because that's kind of where you can start to really like, okay, what is my relationship here? What is my money mindset? And then you want to take it a step further of like, what did your family believe about money? Did your family believe that there was never enough money? Did your family believe that you can never spend money? Did they believe that people with money were not nice, not giving? What was it, right? And think back to the conversations that you used to observe and what was it around with money? And it's funny because like my family, like I said, I grew up comfortably and we had this nice big house, went to a private school all 12 years, you know, very fortunate to do that. And I remember when I would ask my mom for stuff, she's like, no, we don't have the money. No, we don't have the money. But we would still take the same vacation every year. You know, we always would rent a beach house and it just did not add up to me ever. And I love my mom. I love my family. Like this is nothing, because I'm sure she's going to hear this. This is nothing, you know, like, oh, I wish I wasn't raised that way or anything like that by any means. But it's more so like, now I understand why I am with money, because I was like, okay, we can't afford this, but like we still have this nice house that we live in and we're still going on the same vacation every single year that costs thousands of dollars. Like it does not add up to me. So think about, you know, what your family believed about money and what you were told. If you were asked for things, like what was the response with money? And what I have found is, since I have to like journal this out and figure out, okay, where are the gaps? What am I missing with money? I'm able to then change the narrative, right? Like what I once learned, I can completely rewire and have a new belief. Because if you're listening to this, you desire to have money and you desire to have a lot of money. And what's interesting is if you don't get honest with yourself with where your money mindset is and what you desire and what you want, you're blocking yourself from receiving it. It's really interesting. So we want to look at your programming. We want to look at your beliefs, your thoughts, and things like that. And it starts with asking a couple of those questions. And then I want you to then think, like, I don't think humans, us as a species, is supposed to stay in the same place economically, generation after generation, decade after decade. You know, when like there's finally a kid of a family who's the first to go to college, like he is disrupting that generation, you know, that family's legacy by being the first to go to college. And then people who come from maybe a poorer background, just because you came from that does not mean you have to stay in that. But again, I think I'm talking to the person who understands that. And that's why you're trying to rewrite, reprogram your beliefs and like go after and obviously get everything that you desire, because you are worthy of that, my friend. But I like to think of the quote like, you know, I just want to show people what is possible for them. As I shake things up, as I get honest with myself, with my money mindset, like I want to be a walking example of what they could do if they wanted it. Not everybody wants it. Not everybody wants what I want. Not everybody wants this life, everything that I desire. That's the beauty of being unique. It's the beauty of being unapologetically, you know, myself, unapologetically yourself. People can want different things, but I like to take a belief and mindset and approach that like I want to show people what's possible for them if they want that. They don't have to just be like, oh, I have to just stay in this because this is what's comfortable. And actually, that's a whole nother conversation about what our brain will do with what's comfortable versus what we want. But the biggest thing is like, you know, who wants to stay in the same place generation after generation, decade after decade? The whole purpose of humanity is to grow, evolve, and improve. So we got to adopt the mindset of like anything is possible. So what's your money mindset? What is blocking you from getting everything that you have ever desired? Have you ever really looked at that? I now look at my bank account every single day. and it's uncomfortable. It's still, and I've been practicing this for 2 months now, where I look at it every single day because I don't want to mistreat money, because I know if I do that, it's not going to come to me. It's not going to allow me to receive it. There's going to be a block there. So as I've been doing this, I then appreciate what's in there, and what is appreciated appreciates. And that could not be more true. Since I've been checking my bank account every day, and I literally thank the whatever amount of money is in there. If I make a sale that's $88, I am jumping up and down. If I make a sale that's almost $1,200, I am jumping up and down. The same excitement, celebration for both amounts, because at the end of the day, it's money. It's money, and I'm welcoming more of it. I'm not like, oh my gosh, that's only $88. Like, that's like a tank of gas. No. Why would more money want to come to me? Again, this is the woo part, but it's actually really fun and fascinating. But why would more money want to come to me if I'm just like, oh, it's only $88? Like, I'm not grateful. I'm not appreciating that. Like, I just am now $88 wealthier. How cool is that? So I encourage you to adopt the same habit where you find a penny on the ground. Celebrate the heck out of that. And that might sound so crazy. You might be looking over, like rolling over, I can't even speak, rolling your eyes, like, what is she even talking about? But I swear, what is appreciated appreciates, and you'll find more coming back to you. And affirmations is huge. In my Become Limitless program, I cover my favorite affirmations. And you know, you listening to this, you are obviously someone who loves to, you're probably self-led, and you probably love getting information and protecting your mindset. So you fill your brain with podcasts that, like, from people who are on the journey of the same journey you're on. But like, you also want to think about, information without implementation gets you nowhere. Right? So as you're consuming information, you've got to put it into practice. And I have found affirmations have also helped me a ton. And I've made it habitual. It is just in my morning routine now. My kid, my toddler, you know, he's only 4 months old, but my husband and my toddler know the drill. We listen to the same affirmations every morning. A lot of it is around money and abundance. And we are seeing leaps and bounds from where my business is going, as well as the income that I am drawing into it. So it's kind of exciting. The last thing I want to say with money mindset is, you know, it's not a solo job to keep yourself in the moment of, like, on track of having the right money mindset, rewiring, reprogramming your beliefs. It's really helpful to continue to surround yourself with people who are also trying to do the same thing. So I want you to also think of creating a new normal. And the way you could do that is, like, listening to podcasts, what you're doing, reading books, but also, like, doing a social media detox as to, like, people who are not trying to create a new normal and level up. Maybe just unfollow those accounts because they no longer serve you at this point in your life. Something to think about. And then the best way I have found is joining a mastermind and grabbing a seat at the table with women who are trying, they're on the pursuit of having it all. And I'm doing the same thing. And so being in their company and helping normalize these big moves that I'm trying to make has been such a game changer. So checking into masterminds can also really help. Well, like I said, I wanted this to be short, sweet, potent, and I hope this served you. Would love, love, love to hear if it did. Please let me know on Instagram. You can message me. I respond back to every single one of those, and I'm just so, so grateful for you. And if this served you and you want to leave a review, I would be elated to hear that and read that as well. And I will catch you back here next week. Bye, love. Hey friend, thank you so much for listening. My goal is to help as many women as possible design a life they are obsessed with. If this episode supported you in any way, the very best way to show your appreciation is by simply screenshotting this episode and sharing on social media or with your team. Or even better, dropping me a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're looking for additional support, you can always reach me on Instagram at KDKAY, and I will respond back to you. I'll see you back here next week.